This is HPR episode 2654 entitled Making Crepes and is part of the series Cooking. It is hosted by Shane Shannon and is about 13 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is Shane makes crepes from a simple recipe.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hacker Public Radio listeners, welcome. This is Shane. I live not too far from Niagara Falls in Ontario in Canada. And my two previous episodes recently were about a pocket knife and about an Excel function. But today, we're going to be making some crepes. So I have all my ingredients set out in front of me. I'm using my blue microphone here in the kitchen, hooked up to my laptop that's running Ubuntu 18.04. And you can hear my 9-month-old in the background. Let me just grab her a handful of goldfish crackers. We'll see if that'll keep her happy for a few minutes. So crepes are so simple, probably because they don't need a rise, so there's no baking powder required. So what you need is 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of milk, and apparently a babysitter. In addition to the flour and the milk, you need 1 egg. So this will be a test to see if I can break an egg while holding a child. Got the bowl positioned. Let's try it. Okay. So the top part of the eggshell fell in, and there's 2 tiny pieces of eggshell in there. But not too bad. Let's see if I can get that eggshell over here. The spoon. One more little eggshell piece. Yep, this would have been a prime time to break the egg into a different bowl. But there we go, there's the egg. Here's the 1 cup of flour. And here is the 1 cup of milk. Now the recipe specified, the recipe I got from the internet, from one of those websites that try to make you buy ingredients. It specified all-purpose flour. So if you have a single-purpose flour, your flour says only for sugar cookies, I guess you have to get all-purpose flour. Okay, let's whisk that together. Let's mix that up. Shift the baby to the other arm. Hey, can I put you on the floor for 10 seconds? Let's try that. She's got a little fabric crinkly book to play with now. I'm gonna mix it a bit more. It's still kind of, it's liquidy now. It's still got a little floaty bits of flour. Nice to see that the whisking is coming through stronger than my voice. Almost there. Okay, now I'm going to turn on the element, the burner on the stove. I've got a little pan there. I'm gonna put some cooking spray in there. This is canola oil. I realize that not every place has cooking spray. Okay, the babe is once in my arms again, once again. Staying far away from that burner. And when I see that cooking spray kind of start to bubble a bit, that's when I'll put this crepe mix, this crepe batter into the pan. Now I need to look for a quarter cup. There we go. We've got a measure and scoop here. It's a quarter of a cup. I'm just mixing the batter a bit more while I wait for the pan to look like it's hot. Yeah. The pan is smoking very slightly from the canola oil. And yeah, it's looking, it doesn't quite bubble. It just looks hot. So let us scoop one quarter. Shifting the baby to my left side, and she's far away from the burner, and I've got my right hand free to scoop one quarter a cup of batter. Yeah? Look at this. There we go, right into the pan. And then I pick the pan up right away, and I kind of rotate it so that the batter goes to all areas of the bottom of the pan. You're spreading the batter out. And almost immediately, because the pan is pre-warmed, it starts to get a little crispy. It starts to cook right away, especially on the edges. And that's what we're looking for. You can stop rolling the pan around when the batter won't really move anymore. I've stopped already, and now I'm gonna get something. Let's see. Here's a spatula, which I'm going to use in a minute. You just kind of flip up one of the edges. I had the burner on full, but I'm going to turn it down to about half right now. And then, yeah, when I put the spatula underneath this crepe, it picks it up. I can even see, it's so translucent, the crepe is so translucent that I can see the spatula through it. And then when I flipped it over, it was starting to brown a little bit. Brown a little bit there. So now I'll leave it there. It's about, as I said, I turned the burner down about halfway. Because now it's really hot, and I'll let it sit there for a few seconds, and then we'll do the fun part. Do you like the fun part? Okay. So for the fun part, I've prepared melted butter, well in my case margarine. Got some melted margarine here. And I also have some cinnamon sugar, which is not in the recipe. The recipe I found online, but my parents made something like this They're from South Africa, and they had something in their South African cookbook called South African pancakes, and it used cinnamon sugar. So what I did is I took an Old Spice container, put a lot of sugar in it and a little bit of cinnamon sugar, and I kept adjusting the ratio to taste. So you want to be very sugary and a little cinnamony. Cinnamony? A little cinnamony. It's going to look very brown and cinnamony, but you want to be able to see individual bits of sugar in there, like grains of sugar. So the grains of sugar will be brown, but you don't want it so much that it's just cinnamon in there. I would say maybe it's 1 to 8 proportions. That's my guess. 8 parts sugar, 1 part cinnamon. Okay, let's see. Let's get you something to play with. So she's got a goldfish cracker. If the apocalypse happens, at least for parents, the important products will be goldfish crackers. That'll be our currency. Before I had kids, I didn't realize how important these little goldfish-shaped crackers were to parents. Want another one? Okay, you hold this one. Okay, Daddy's gonna flip this crepe over onto a plate that's weighed in, because planning is half the battle. And then let's get that pre-melted butter. I melted this in the microwave before we began. And I'm using kind of a kitchen brush to brush butter onto the crepe. And then I'm going to, with one hand, open up the cinnamon sugar container. Well, I have to use two because my fingers were buttery. Yeah, then I'm going to shake some cinnamon sugar here, right down the center of this crepe. And then once I've put a bunch of cinnamon on down the center, I'm going to kind of shake the plate so that the cinnamon moves around on the crepe, just so it's not just entirely in the center. And then I'm going to roll it. And I'm going to roll it so that the line of cinnamon sugar is in the center of the rolled. There we go. Okay. Okay, and I usually I'd use two hands for this. And we're going to take a little bite of this rolled up crepe made with 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of milk, 1 egg. I actually forgot to put in 1 pinch of salt. I should have put in. But let's see how it tastes without the 1 pinch. Okay. So that's a simple crepe. Goodbye. Thank you for your time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.